You are listening to Breaking Away, a candid podcast by Chris, developed for the sex-positive community, exploring adult-themed societal norms and how some are breaking away from them. Please know this podcast will contain adult themes and adult language. If you're okay with this, stay tuned for this week's episode. Breaking Away, Episode 1. Being Sex Positive, a podcast for the sex positive community. First, let's start at the beginning. What is the first thing you hear when someone says that they are sex positive? Depending on where you're hearing that from, I've heard a variety of different answers. First, when I say this on an online dating site, for example, the initial reaction is, "Oh, great, this woman is easy and wants to sleep with me." If I say this on social media, let's say on Twitter, I get the majority of people who have never heard the term before saying, "Oh, sweet, let's send her a picture of my junk or my vagina." Why? Because, well, she's sex positive, so that means she's into a lot of sex. Well, this episode, we're going to talk about this a little further and why this is a little bit of bullshit. So let's start with the definition, thanks to the Google. Sex positive, having or promoting an open, tolerant, or progressive attitude towards sex and sexuality. Do you see what's missing there? There's nothing that says, "Hey, I'm easy and I want to sleep with every single person who comes my way." That's not what sex positivity means. It means that you're open to talking about it. You're tolerant of a bunch of different views. And most importantly, you are progressive in attitude. And this is the big one for me. The sex positive community is evolving. It's changing. It's growing. And we're becoming much more inclusive. And I think that's what I love most about it. It really is a community. And we're always adding new facets and exploring new different things from, you know, different sexuality types, the entire spectrum. I won't even try saying the acronym right now, but, you know, gay, straight, bisexual, everything in between, everything outside of there, different genders, you know, not going with your gender at birth, going with the gender that you feel, you know, looking into that, the science behind that, you know, what testosterone levels relate to this, all this different amazing cool things with our physiology and who we are and what helps us identify and what labels make us feel most whole and most sound. So that is part of being sex positive, having an understanding, a want to learn and explore further different things on the physiological aspect of it. The next part is how our attitude towards sex is. For me, I love talking about sex. I love writing about it. I love describing my non-monogamous lifestyle to people, and I've blogged about it for just about 9 years now, which is crazy. So I really enjoy it. The thing that I don't enjoy is having perfect strangers come up to me and start rapid-firing me off about 50 questions about my sex life, about what an open relationship is, what polyamory is, you know, just... They're not interested in learning per se. They're more just ridiculously curious. And I'm this weird enigma of a person, an exotic enigma of a person, because I say I'm sex positive. You know, that feels a little weird. It feels like you're a monkey in a cage and people are just there to spectate. You know, they paid their admission. You've given them the go ahead by saying the word sex positive. So they're like, "That is my barrier to entry. And I am in for this. Like, I want to know everything. This is so cool." Well, I mean, I'm a person on the other end of that. And I do have thoughts and feelings. And as much as I love talking about sex, It's again with people that I'm comfortable talking about sex with, that I want to, that there's a bit of a give and take. You should question if you're rapid firing me 50 questions in a row and I'm not asking you anything back. There's a real communication there. Stop, take, pause. Why am I not asking you anything back? Because you've probably crossed a big line and I'm just reeling. I'm in shock at this point. Just, awesome. This is not going to go anywhere. So yeah, that's one of the things that for me, I find a big barrier when I say I'm sex positive. People don't understand the definition. And I'm not sure if it's people hear the word sex and then everything else is just gone, or they don't actually know what sex positive means, which is why we're talking about it today. I think it's so important. Talking about what sex positivity actually means, what it entails, being the open, tolerant, and progressive attitude. I mean, that it's just so key and fundamental to who I am, what I believe, and kind of my views on sex. So yeah, if you are one of those people who has that knee-jerk reaction to what sex positivity means, it's time to broaden your mind a little bit, expand your horizon, start asking more open-ended questions, and offer something in return as well. It's time to open the dialogue and have a conversation, especially being a term that you may not have heard before. A couple of months ago, I found this amazing sex positive community on Twitter, and it has been inspiring. People are openly blogging and podcasting about swinging, polyamory, BDSM, their kinks, their fetishes. It is beyond fascinating. And it's not fascinating in the way that I am just looking at them from arm's length, judging, criticizing, wishing I was them. I actually feel like I'm a part of the community. I can voice my opinion. I can ask thoughtful questions. And we're actually engaging in dialogue, and I'm learning and I'm growing. And I hope that I'm offering a little bit of value to these amazing individuals as well. So let's get back to the subject at hand, sex positivity. So if your immediate reaction when you hear sex positivity is that I just want to talk about my sex life, I need you to just take a step back. This podcast is going to go over things like non-monogamy and polyamory and swinging, and I would like to interview a few guests on kinks and BDSM and a bunch of things that are not a part of my sex life because I find that's educational. And learning how other people live, it's just the coolest thing for me. So that's kind of where I want to go. So if you're just hoping that this podcast is simply going to be about hearing my sex life, you might as well turn off now. That's not what this is going to be about. I just want to bring more focus to the sex positive community, something that I think needs a little bit more light and a little bit more freedom of expression, a little more tolerance, and a lot more understanding. Because really, sex is really fun and really freaking cool. And if done safely, it's even better. So let's talk about one of the fundamental things in being sex positive, and that is the word consent. So I think when people have their gut reaction to when I say I am sex positive, what I often find they're missing is that key word, consent. Did they ask me if it's okay to talk about? Did they ask me if I want to, engage in dialogue? Do I feel comfortable talking to them? And yes, consent isn't just about will you sleep with me or not. Consent is something that I think needs to be more ingrained in us. Watching body language, asking questions, and communicating more effectively. If people are asking questions without obtaining that consent first, my back goes up, like I'm right against the wall and I am not a happy camper. And I think when we're on social media, we don't see that body language or that initial reaction. So we're missing the give and take in communication, and that just needs to stop. If you want to ask a sex educator, a sex worker, a podcaster, a blogger, anybody on social media a question, please just do us all a favor and ask first if it's okay. Ask if we have time. Ask if we're comfortable talking about it at this given time. Because the reality is, we're all going through a lot in our lives. You are, we are, everybody. So if you just delve right in and start asking personal questions, you're kind of being an asshole. So seek and obtain consent first. That goes with online dating, that goes with any sort of social interaction that you're having. When you're trying to learn more about something, yes, you may think that you're just being, inquisitive and thoughtful, but I guarantee you're not asking a question we haven't heard a million times before. Okay, that's a little bit of an embellishment, but I mean, you get the idea. You're not bringing anything new to the table if you're just firing off questions to us. And if we're not in the right headspace, you're not going to get nearly as much information, whereas if you have a healthy dialogue in a consensual way. Maybe you're asking at this point, well, what does that look like? Am I saying that for every question you have to say, I need to ask a question, is this okay? May I have permission? I'm not saying it has to be that, regimented. Some people might want that. For myself, it's just, ask a question about me. Ask, flattery goes a long way. Engage in an actual conversation and a dialogue. Pretend that you're meeting somebody in a bar for the first time. Would you just open up with, hey, do you like sex? Oh, I hear you're in an open relationship. Tell me about that. No, you're going to want to get to know somebody. You're going to want to do a little bit of introduction. You walk up to a stranger in a bar. What's the first thing you do? You compliment them. And then you engage in a conversation. You open them up. This is, flirting 101. And it's something that you get a lot more with a little bit of flirting and a little bit of engagement than you do with just the rapid fire questions again and again. So let's talk a little bit more about just basically where you can go from here and what kind of questions are appropriate to ask. Honestly, if you're very curious about being sex positive and about our community, there are so many blogs, research already done out there. There's an amazing array of podcasts out there. I do feel that you should go to those resources first before you go in blind and start rapid firing basic questions to somebody who is a part of this community and very proud of it. Why? Because I find you're going to ask a little bit more thoughtful of questions because you've got a little bit of education behind it. There's amazing resources that you can read. The very first one I read was Sex at Dawn. Just start with a little bit of research. Get a little bit of knowledge under your belt. If you're hearing a term for the first time, we have access to Google. Google it first. Find out what the definition is, and then go with a little bit of knowledge behind you. Like, don't just go to a person. That's one thing that drives me crazy. When somebody hears a term for the first time, you can actually see their brain exploding and they start asking you basically asinine questions. Yes, there are wrong questions to ask. And sometimes you just gotta think before you speak, and that's especially true in the sex positive community. We're trying to build not a brand, but a term that is going to evolve and grow with us It's not hard and fast, and the definition for me is not going to necessarily be the definition for somebody who is a sex worker, or somebody who is a cam girl, or somebody who is involved in BDSM. Their definition is going to be a little bit varied. And their rules around consent, asking questions, are going to be varied too, because we all, after all, are individuals. A little bit of redundancy there. You're welcome. You can expect a lot of redundancy in this podcast. But yeah, just be respectful. Be a good person who, you know, you don't have to be non-monogamous to be a part of this community. You don't have to be a nudist to be a part of this community. You don't have to be any of these things, any of these labels. I think the biggest thing that you need to kind of want is to, you know, learn, grow, and, you know, think before you speak. I think that's one of the key defining elements of being sex positive. We don't just have knee-jerk reactions to things. We're more thoughtful, we're educated, we're, you know, living a lifestyle that has forced us to communicate better, to challenge very many of our fundamental beliefs and how we were raised at the core. What's really exciting, this generation of people, there's very few who were raised in a sex-positive environment. So we're kind of the first generation that is going to be raising our kids in this sort of climate. Super fascinating. I'm very excited to see what's going to happen in the future. So let's wrap this episode up. It's more of an introductory what this podcast is going to be about. Being sex positive. We've gone over the definition. I'd love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, what you'd like to hear for future episodes. So by all means, reach out. Know that the audio will be getting better. I just really wanted to get this up and running. Thank you again for listening. You're listening to Breaking Away, a candid podcast by Chris, for the sex positive community. So please like, share, and subscribe to wherever your favorite podcasts are hosted. And thank you for listening along. And I hope you learned a little bit more about what the sex positive community is, a little bit of our definition, and you want to learn more. So stay tuned. Thank you so much.